writing your memoir for family, not necessarily for publication. Hi there and welcome back. Have you ever sat at a family gathering and heard someone say, "I wish I'd asked Grandma about that before she passed"? Or found yourself thinking, "My grandkids have no idea what life was like when I was young"? Here's the thing, you have stories worth telling. Not because you're going to land a book deal or become the next best-selling author, though hey, if that happens, fantastic. But because your life, with all its ordinary moments, small triumphs, and yes, embarrassing mishaps, is a gift your family doesn't even know they're waiting to receive. This week, we're starting a new three-part series called The Creative Spirit, exploring ways to express yourself and leave something meaningful behind. Today, we're tackling something that intimidates a lot of people: writing your memoir. Not for the masses. Not for critics. Just for the people who love you and want to know your story. But I'm not a writer. Good news, you don't have to be. This isn't about perfect grammar or literary brilliance. It's about putting your memories on paper or screen so they don't disappear when you do. Your great-grandchildren won't care if you mixed up there and there. They'll care that you told them about the time you accidentally set the kitchen curtains on fire trying to impress a date, or what it felt like the day you got married, or how you managed to raise four kids on a factory worker's salary. Wow, research shows that families who know their history have higher self-esteem, stronger relationships, and better coping skills during tough times. Your stories aren't just entertainment, they're emotional inheritance. Think of it this way: you're not trying to write "eat, pray, love". You're trying to answer the questions your family will wish they'd asked someday. That's it. That's the whole job. Where do you even start? The blank page is terrifying. We get it. Here's the secret: don't start at the beginning. Start with the good stuff. The story you've told 100 times at Christmas. The one that makes your kids roll their eyes because they've heard it so often. Write that one first. Why? Because you already know how to tell it, and once you get one story down, the next one comes easier. Here are some prompts to get you going. The day I met your grandfather, grandmother. How did it happen? What were you wearing? What did you think of them at first? My first job was. What did you do? How much did you make? They'll be shocked, trust us. Growing up, we didn't have TV, dishwashers, cell phones. This is where you get to sound like you walked uphill both ways in the snow, but with actual facts. The biggest mistake I ever made. And what you learned from it. This is gold for younger generations. A time I was really scared. Real vulnerability connects across generations. The best advice I ever got was. Who gave it? Did you follow it? What happened? LOL, a friend's father-in-law started his memoir with, "I wasn't supposed to be born." Turns out his parents thought they were done having kids, then surprise. The whole family still talks about that opening line. Your hook doesn't have to be dramatic, it just has to be true. The just 15 minutes trick. You don't need to write a whole book in one sitting. In fact, please don't try, that's a recipe for burnout and giving up entirely. Instead, set a timer for 15 minutes. Pick one story. Write whatever comes to mind. Don't edit. Don't judge. Just get it down. When the timer goes off, stop. Even if you're on a roll. Especially if you're on a roll, it'll make you excited to come back tomorrow. Do this a few times a week, and in a month, you'll have a dozen stories. In 6 months, you'll have a book's worth of memories. And here's the beautiful part: none of it has to be perfect. It just has to exist. Tools that make it easier. Voice recording: if typing feels like a chore, record yourself telling stories on your phone. You can transcribe them later, or not, some families treasure hearing your actual voice. Interview yourself: find a list of memoir prompts online, there are hundreds. Pick one, answer it. Move to the next. Write letters, address your stories as letters to your grandkids. Dear Emma, let me tell you about the summer I spent working at the drive-in theater. Ask for help. If a family member keeps asking you to write this stuff down, invite them over for coffee and let them ask questions while they take notes. Make it a shared project. What if your life wasn't that interesting? Here's where I'm going to be blunt. This is nonsense and you know it. You lived through things younger generations can't even imagine. You remember rotary phones, milk delivery, a time before seatbelts were mandatory. You survived economic recessions, raised families, buried people you loved, celebrated victories no one else knows about. WTF, we live in a culture that worships celebrity, so we think our lives only matter if they're extraordinary. But your kids don't need extraordinary. They need real. They need to know how you survived the ordinary stuff because that's what they're going through too. Your boring stories are the ones that teach resilience, humor, and perspective. The time you burned Christmas dinner and served sandwiches instead. That's a lesson in not taking yourself too seriously. The year you couldn't afford much for birthdays but made it special anyway. That's resourcefulness your grandkids need to see. You don't have to share everything. Some memories are private and that's okay. You get to decide what goes in and what stays out. Writing a memoir for family doesn't mean airing every piece of dirty laundry or rehashing painful moments that are better left alone. It means sharing what feels right to share, the lessons, the laughter, the love. And if you're worried about hurting someone's feelings, you can always write it now and specify that certain stories should only be read after you're gone. Though honestly, most scandalous family stories are way less shocking than you think and often the most appreciated. The gift you're really giving. Here's what happens when you write your story. Your kids will read it and think, "I had no idea Mom went through that." Your grandkids will read it and think, "Grandma was so cool." Your great-grandkids, who won't remember you at all, will read it and think, "I come from strong people." And here's the bonus, writing your story helps you too. Studies show that reminiscence and life review improve mental health, boost mood, and help people find meaning in their experiences. It's therapy you don't have to pay for. You're not just preserving the past. You're giving your family a roadmap for the future, written in your own voice. Our shared wisdom. Have you started writing down any of your memories? What's one story you'd want your grandchildren to know about your life? Or if you haven't started, what's holding you back? Share your thoughts, you might inspire someone else to pick up the pen or keyboard. Coming up next. Tomorrow in part 2, we'll talk about photography as both memory keeping and art. You don't need fancy equipment or technical skills, just a willingness to see the world through a different lens. Pun absolutely intended. Until then, pick one story and write it down. Just one. See what happens. Warmly, Bill and Marilyn. Founders of Canadian Senior Moment.